It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Everyone, welcome to episode 143 of the Taking Notes Podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
And today we continued our discussion about startups and incubators with Mike Regal, who's a VP over at IBM in charge of the SmartCam stuff. Right, Julian?
That's right. Yeah, because the other podcast or the previous podcast we had on startups was the Portland Incubator Experiment. And so that was a very kind of local specific sort of community of startups and innovators and you know, venture capital in that area. And you know, now we're going to the total other side of that picture where IBM is doing this literally on a global, you know, kind of worldwide basis, where they have these smart camps where they're trying to bring these startup companies in front of, you know, first of all, them as in a mentoring standpoint, and then, you know, ultimately in front of venture capitalists so they can these good ideas can really prosper and get funded and then kind of grow into bigger ideas. And, you know, it's something that you don't necessarily think of IBM as being involved in, but it sounds like they're really very involved. And that's what the whole podcast is about, is what they're doing in that space.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the people I speak to in our community, you know, the ICS Lotus community, Julian, always have these freaking fantastic ideas about new products, new services, new ways to solve, you know, problems for people and stuff like that. And that's why, you know, we had, you know, Rick Turcozzi, and now we're having Mike Regal from IBM talk about these initiatives that are giving out through venture capital, in the case of IBM, over $51 million, right? They raised in VC money for these startups over the last 18 months, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to Mike Regal, VP over at IBM in charge of smart camps.
Okay, today we are online with Mike Regal from IBM, and specifically from IBM Smart Camps. So, Mike, welcome to the show, and would you mind telling us just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, glad to be here, and I have the privilege at IBM of being the vice president who oversees all of our startup and ISV relationships, everything we do with entrepreneurs and startups around the world.
Wow, that sounds kind of big. I mean, when you say all around the world, is that, you know, so you're kind of going to a lot of different countries doing this sort of thing?
Well, we are, actually. It's a great kind of cool space that we get to work in. And what we're doing is, given all the excitement that there is with startups and entrepreneurs around some smarter planet solutions and how they can, the number of interest areas that a lot of startups have at solving some of the world's most difficult problems, we actually have launched this global entrepreneur program now in over a dozen countries around the world. So it's out there for as a means to have startups work with IBM on some cool new technologies, some cool new business models to you know, solve things like smarter water, or smarter traffic, or smarter telecom, or smarter retail. So it does span the globe, and it's open to companies all over the world.
Wow. So, you know, when I think about IBM, it's sort of big blue. So it's this, you know, kind of big software or consulting company, or, you know, they sell giant servers or something like that. And I don't tend to think of IBM in terms of dealing with startups or entrepreneurs. So let's talk about that. I mean, what is a smart camp? And, you know, what are you doing in that space?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's it's a common perception, and certainly that's why we launched this entrepreneur program and the smart camps. And so let me kind of walk you through how they fit together. The general program, the IBM Global Entrepreneur Program, is available for entrepreneurs and startups who want to work with IBM, who are less than 5 years old and are going to start to leverage some, you know, a business model or an idea that somehow maps to our Smarter Planet strategy, which is pretty broad. And so as they begin to work with IBM, they get access through the program to free software. They get access to our innovation centers, which is 40 physical buildings around the world where they can come into our labs and work with IBMers or some of our research people. They get access to mentoring and a whole set of benefits to help them grow their business. And then as they grow, what's really exciting is typically as they get a little bit larger, they can then compete in one of these smart camps. So an IBM Smart Camp is an event that we hold usually 10 times a year in different cities around the world. And at a smart camp, they can apply to be part of it and be selected to compete in what is typically a two-day event. So just last week we had London. Previous cities have included places like Rio and Shanghai and Tel Aviv. And when they're selected to participate in a smart camp, they get a whole day of intensive mentoring from IBMers and from our venture capital partners and other industry experts to help them refine their business model, refine their pitch, refine their thinking about how they're eventually going to scale their business. And at the end of that day, they have the evening to kind of refine their business pitch to the judges. And on day two, they actually have a competition. And we select a winner from each particular city who has the best business plan idea and the best presentation of that to go forward. So it's cool. It's a business plan competition model. It really generates a ton of interest. And the benefit for the entrepreneur is not only all the mentoring and coaching, but they get a ton of press and a lot of visibility out of being selected for an event like that in a particular city.
So, Mike, I have to ask, why are entrepreneurs and startup companies important to IBM?
Yeah, good question. Well, a couple things. Number one is what we wanted to do is think about how we can get excitement and energy in that entrepreneur community around Smarter Planet. Because what's different about Smarter Planet from all the other things that are out there is a lot of entrepreneurs not only have a good idea, but they want that idea to have an impact on the world they live in. That's a real driving force for a lot of startups. And so Smarter Planet resonates with them in a big way, and therefore we wanted to find a connection for them into that vision and strategy to help them. The other reason it's important for us is that a lot of these companies are developing ideas and business models that we can then feature to our clients. Right? So as we think about smarter cities and we think about smarter traffic, right? One of the startups that we're working very closely with is Streetline. Streetline is an entrepreneur, you know, startup company out in California. They solved the problem of smarter traffic and smarter parking, enabling users to find available parking spaces in the city simply by looking up their app on their cell phone. And so now when IBM goes out to a city and talks about smarter cities and all the different elements of how you have to make a city smarter, which includes traffic, which includes healthcare, which includes crime and public safety, we can feature Streetline as one of the many solutions that a city can implement from IBM and our partners to be successful. And so that plays out across all these ISVs and all these startups as part of it so that they can then be an IBM solution portfolio and be featured to our clients, which benefits them and certainly benefits IBM.
I guess I have to ask, you know, you've done, you know, a lot of these smart camps before, and I have to ask how successful some of the, you know, the previous participants have been in the marketplace as well. Is it really working, you know, the whole concept of these smart camps?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, the participants and the finalists in these events have been very, very successful. In fact, if you look at the class of 2010, all the companies that competed in the smart camps, they've got over $50 million of additional funding. So that's a lot of VC money going towards these companies that are in the smart camps and the Global Entrepreneur Program. And I think the other things we look at for success are things like, you know, how much interest and awareness are they getting in their local markets? We get enormous amount of press out of these events that's good for the startups who are competing and in general for the startup community in these cities where we do the smart camps. We also see a lot of success from how our customers are reacting, right? And customers are very, very interested in people like Streetline or in Secure Waters or in ConnectM. And so that's an important measure of success too, where these startup companies, these entrepreneurs are getting a lot of new customer adoption, a lot of revenue growth as a result of being part of the entrepreneur program and part of the smart camps.
So are you kind of putting the customers in front of these venture capitalists, or you're truly just helping them kind of refine their pitch like you were talking about before, and then you know, say, okay, well, you know, go forth and raise that money?
Well, the way it works is, particularly for our smart camps, what we do is we assemble typically 5 companies or 10 companies will be selected as participants in a smart camp. And then at that particular smart camp, we'll assemble from our network of venture capital partners and from our network of industry experts, both inside and outside IBM, we'll assemble typically between 40 and 50 mentors who will do the mentoring day to really help the individual firms improve their business plan and their thinking. And then it's the connections that result from that mentoring day and from the business plan competition that follows that naturally result in these companies getting more visibility and more attention from VCs. So we don't play a formal matchmaker role, but we play an informal one in the sense of by facilitating the event and establishing the mentors, that type of networking happens naturally.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, so say I've got a startup. How do I qualify? Is there kind of like an American Idol sort of qualification round, or how does that work?
There is, yep. So the first thing is you get into the program. So you go to ibm.com/ISV/startup, and you'll see the Global Entrepreneur website there and the criteria, and you can apply to be part of it. And then once you're in it, you can apply to be part of the Smart Camp event. Right? And you can apply to any Smart Camp event. You don't have to apply just to the one that's in your particular country. And as we go through the Smart Camp competition, a team of mentors and judges actually looks through all those who have applied. Typically, we'll narrow down. On average, we get between 75 and 100 applicants for each Smart Camp. The team will then narrow that down to about 10 or 15 based on the applications and the content and the maturity of the business for each individual company. And then they'll do in-depth interviews and video interviews with those, you know, 10 or 15 to select the five that compete in the actual Smart Camp. So there's a process that goes through where, you know, we'll do those interviews and video things. And then we also, as we have the finalists selected, you may have seen on the web, we also have what's called the People's Choice Award. So as we go through the Smart Camp, the five finalists will be judged, and then we also post all of their applicant videos on the web, which is pretty cool. So then people can go through and vote on who their favorite, you know, solution is as it relates to Smarter Planet. And typically at each Smart Camp, we give out two awards. We give the People's Choice Award, which is based on all the voting from the internet, and then we also from the crowdsourcing model. And then obviously we have the judges decide who the best business plan is going forward in the actual event.
Yeah. Mike, you talked about the smarter parking solution, and you know, something that's near and dear to our hearts is collaboration and social business, right? We work with, you know, work with the Lotus brand and or ICS as it's now known. I have to ask, are you looking for companies that are doing, you know, work in that space, the collaboration solutions and social business?
Yes, very much so. So the you know, as we think about the four areas that are hottest to IBM, right, those four areas, social, mobile, cloud, and analytics, are the areas that we're seeing a lot of interest, a lot of focus on. In the social space, right, what's really interesting is the intersection of social business and analytics, right, where we're seeing companies that are doing some interesting work around mobile and social computing and how you can do the analysis on that, what the analytics are around consumer behavior, things like that that are really powerful.
All right. So, you know, you talked about Smarter Planet as well before, and, you know, certainly that's been an initiative for IBM for, at least a few years. And, you know, the parking thing is kind of interesting. I mean, are you doing things in the kind of the energy sectors and things like that as well?
Yeah, we are. So if you think about Smarter Planet, what it really starts with is that industry by industry now, there's an opportunity for companies to transform the value that they provide, you know, in their relationship with consumers. And so in energy and utilities, for example, right, there's a lot of new technology around instrumentation and how you can connect instruments on the smart grid to have a much more efficient delivery of power, right, all the way from, you know, being able to put power meters into the home so people can see what their energy consumption is, to being more efficient in how power isn't lost as it's distributed from, you know, power generation all the way through to the home or to the business entity. Healthcare is another example where Smarter Planet opportunity exists around smarter healthcare, whether that be electronic medical records in the hospital or whether it be around patient-centric care in the home and how you can use technology to deliver much more patient-centric care in the home. You know, so there's lots of examples where the combination of instrumentation that's available now and the interconnectedness that's available and the prevalence of big data and analytics makes it possible. And so when you think about that from a startup perspective, there's some really cool winners from our Smart Camps that are in those spaces. One of the ones from Bangalore, for example, I actually hosted the Smart Camp in Bangalore earlier this year. the winner there was a company called ConnectM. And what ConnectM does is really, really interesting. When you go to countries where cell phone adoption has outpaced landline adoption, so India being a good example of that, one of the realities that the power companies face is that the proportion of power that is generated from cell phone towers is a huge proportion of the network grid. In some cases, as much as 30% of the power in India on the power grid is actually going to cell phone towers to, you know, for what they do. And if you think about most cell phone towers, they're at full power almost all the time. And so what ConnectM has done is they've actually developed a solution that allows you to better manage and regulate the energy consumption of a cell phone tower, enabling much greater savings around energy consumption through the smart grid as it relates to managing their cell phone towers. So a very, very cool kind of smarter planet solution around smarter energy for cell phone towers that's going to be a big hit in countries like India and China. You know, there's other companies that are doing cool things like Secure Waters was one of our winners in Austin that does smart water testing and analytics, making sure that you can be more efficient in how you manage water and water consumption and make sure you're not losing water, you know, due to leakage and waste throughout the water delivery system in the city. So lots of cool examples like that that are being generated by, you know, great startups and great entrepreneurs all over the world.
I was going to ask, are you working on Smarter Congress?
Well, we do have some cool smarter government stuff, but I'm not sure I can solve smarter Congress.
Okay. Julian, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Well, and actually that's kind of a good point, though, in terms of things that IBM is already doing. I mean, are these markets and industries that IBM is already in, and then you're kind of seeing some of these startups and young companies as companies that can really help you out with your services and products, or are a lot of these things kind of markets that IBM is just looking at right now?
No, these are definitely markets that we're already in. But what's interesting is because of the innovation that's happening and because of the inflection points that are taking place in these industries, we think it's important to have a network and a broad view of partnerships with startups to help us transform those industries. All right, so we've been in energy utilities for many, many years. We've been in telco for many years. We've been in healthcare for many, many years. But because of the new advances in technology and the new business models that are out there, we want to have this network of startups as part of how we can build a smarter planet. And so it's a good opportunity both for them, right, to help transform industries by partnering with IBM, and it helps us, you know, as a company, make sure we have a view of what the leading edge innovations are and how we can use them with our customers. So it's a win-win for them and for us.
Yeah, you know, in our little sector of the IBM world, Mike, we have a lot of really smart people and innovative people developing, you know, applications for mobile, cloud, analytics and stuff like that. So what mm-hmm. kind of tips would you give to the Taking Notes listeners with regard to possibly participating in this program?
Yeah, great question. So number one, if you are thinking about a new business idea, you're working on one on the side, you know, developing a new business concept, and it's related to Smarter Planet, first thing is take advantage of the free resources, right? Get into the Global Entrepreneur Program because it gives you access to all the free software, you know, free usage of some of our cloud resources, access to our innovation centers and things like that. Because when you take advantage of those things, right, we all know that the key to good new business ideas is the speed of the iteration. It's very rare that the first idea somebody has in its original form is what actually scales to be the eventual business. And so by getting into the entrepreneur network, right, you have to quickly keep testing your idea and refining it and iterating on it. And one of the ways you can do that is by taking advantage of all the mentorship and the resources that the Global Entrepreneur Program gives you. The second thing I would tell you is that we're doing this in partnership with a number of other entrepreneur organizations. So it varies a little bit by country, by city, you know, but where I live here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we have a partnership with the Council on Entrepreneurial Development. And as part of being a Global Entrepreneur member and joining CED, you can benefit from an even broader network within the Raleigh-Durham area of innovators. You know, up in the Massachusetts area, we do with the Mass High Tech Council, and we do a lot of joint events together for entrepreneurs out at our Innovation Center in Boston, just outside Boston in Waltham. And so I think the second tip I would give everybody is take advantage of the local networks that are springing up around the Global Entrepreneur Program to plug yourself into other experts, other like-minded entrepreneurs and things like that. And then the third thing I would say is, you know, follow kind of the Smart Camp blog, because we also post up there a lot of videos from other entrepreneurs, and we post up there all the tips that have been given. So up there you'll see my posting about tips for Smart Camp participants and the five things that they should do. You also see up there a video from Larry Augustin, who's the CEO of Sugar CRM, who was the keynote speaker at our London event earlier this week. So lots of resources there for startups to really, you know, learn from and cultivate their idea and help them improve what they want to do.
Wow, that's so, you know, really start from the website, and then, you know, any kind of local events, you know, that sounds pretty helpful. Now, one other thing we have on our notes here, too, is that there's the World Finals coming up. So yeah, what's that, and what are you going to see there?
Yeah, so the way this works is we actually, as I said, we run typically 8 to 10 Smart Camps a year. Last year, I think we ran 10. And then we take the winners of each event, and we have them compete to be the Global Entrepreneur of the Year, or the World's Smartest Startup Building a Smarter Planet. So the 2011 winners from each of the cities will compete in the World Championship on January 29th and 30th out in Silicon Valley. So we'll have a World Championship that brings all of the winners together from the 2011 class of winners. And then out of that, we actually will determine who the world's smartest startup is as it relates to Smarter Planet. So it's pretty cool. If you guys can come, it'd be great to have you out there and get a real firsthand view of, you know, the best winners from 10 different events this year and having them compete with each other and really see what some really great startups look like.
Yeah, I'll book the trip now, because I'm actually going to be at Lotusphere, I think, around that time frame in London. But Julian, if you want to go.
All right, Bruce, just send me the ticket, man.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot of great stuff. And, you know, you're the first person from IBM we've had on where we talked about, like, about this topic, about Smarter mm-hmm. Planet and stuff like that. And personally, you know, I don't know about you, Julian, you know, when I see those commercials on TV about Smarter Planet, and I'm an IBMer, you know, it starts to make a lot of sense. You know, we tend in our little Lotus world to not think about, you know, these big time solutions that countries are facing, cities are facing, you know, people are facing in medical, you know, in all sorts of industries. So very cool stuff. All right, Mike, if there was a challenge that you had to throw out to the collaboration solutions and social business businesses and entrepreneurs out there, what would that be?
Yeah, great question. So I would love to see more startups and more entrepreneurs who are using social business as the core foundation of their business in the program. So how can we use social business tools? How can we use social business technologies to solve some of the world's most difficult problems? How could we do that in healthcare? How can we do that in traffic? How can we do that in retail? How can we do that in a whole range of industries? I know that there's an incredible base of talent out there that has been working with IBM and working with us for a long time as it relates to collaboration. I'd love to see more companies who are innovating in this space be part of the entrepreneur program so we can feature them and help them grow and be successful.
Right. And if I recall from our conversation, you said there was $50 million worth of what was given out? VC money?
VC money to companies who have been in the entrepreneur program and to some of our Smart Camp participants.
Right. And how many years has the program been running now?
We just, about 18 months. So we're just finishing up our second year.
Wow. That's a lot of cash.
It's a lot of cash.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, I want to thank you for your time today on Taking Notes. And as I understand it, you're on Twitter. Is that correct?
I am indeed. You can find me on Twitter. You can also find my blog up there. And I'm also on LinkedIn. So all those are good ways for us to connect. My Twitter ID is just Mike Riegel, MikeRiegel.
Awesome. Julian, any further questions for Mike regarding Smart Camp?
No, I think that was good. And you know, I think we probably talked about this before the show, how, you know, more and more people are kind of talking about, you know, sort of startups and how to be a successful startup. And, you know, even in our little community, that's kind of a hot topic. So, no, that's great information. And I actually had not looked at the website before. So You know, that's some interesting stuff you have out there too, just for people who are trying to get involved in something like this. So thank you very much for the time.
Great. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the opportunity, and keep up the good work.